Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We may have a crossover in studio.
I'm just telling you, this is the first time I pulled up an article and I finally saw the black and blue.
You saw black and blue, Kelly.
First time. Every other time, it has been completely white and gold.
Welcome to the real side.
We're talking about
the real side.
Let's explain what we're talking about first. Because a lot of people, I guarantee, don't have any clue what this issue is.
I don't know what time this started blowing up.
Yesterday afternoon, I think.
Sometime around.
I saw Ellen DeGeneres post this at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday.
So, yeah, around that same time, probably 3, 4, 5, my wife is on Facebook and goes, My friend and her husband are in a huge fight because he's tricking her. And
that's
I said, what do you mean? And she goes, he's telling her this dress is black and blue. And I looked at it and I said, it is black and blue. And then it went downhill from there because she claimed she saw white and gold.
Yeah, somebody just sent me this picture of this dress. It's a nice dress. It's got lace accents. It's like lace stripes over
it. It's lace and banded.
Yeah, and they said, what color do you see in this dress? And I was like, I know this is a trick question.
Right.
Why would somebody ask me that? So finally I went back and said, it's white and gold. And then suddenly I was like, why did this guy ask me that? So I Googled it. And suddenly, there's this big controversy, and all I see is white and gold dresses, white and gold dresses. So I figured this is an internet hoax that some comedians put it out there and said, all right, when people tell you, so you see it's black and blue, just to mess with people.
Right. And I agree, because I saw Jimmy Fallon and the guy from The Roots. They had posted it even before Ellen, and then Ellen posted. I'm thinking, okay, this is definitely some
sort of... It's like 50-50.
But I saw blue and black. I'm like,
have you ever seen white and gold, ever?
No. Yes.
Okay,
but,
so
there's the only way I did is because when my roommate came home, and I know she hadn't been on the internet all day, because she'll come home and be like, hear about something that happened a week ago? I'm like, yeah. So I was like, yes. We work on the radio. It's funny, though. So I knew that she would be really, like, objective, and she wouldn't be in on the hoax. So I said, what color is this? And she goes, it's white and gold.
Thank you.
I said, so I had to get into, explain to me why, like, what you're looking at and why you see it, because I knew it had something to do with the lighting. I'm like, there has to be a reason that you're seeing this. So I looked away from the image, and when I look back, she goes, well, it's a white and gold dress, and the reason that you think it's a different color, it's in a shadow in the clothing store. The light, you know, there's a bright light behind it. And she says, the reason, like, I think it's that, it just looks like a white dress that's in a shadow. Mm-hmm. So when I started looking at the light part of the photo first, where the sunlight is, and then I looked at the image, I was like, my eyes started to turn. I was like, okay, now I see that it's white and gold.
See, I looked at side-by-side pictures where people did what you said, and I still saw both dresses as white and gold.
I did too.
This is the first time I opened up a picture.
This morning, you just saw blue and
first
black.
First time.
This is a legitimate conversation between me and my wife yesterday, because...
Did you get out the recorder?
Yeah, I got my recorder out, because I was like, she's got to be tricking me, because I thought she's tricking me. She thinks I'm tricking her.
Yeah.
This is how it was going down at our house.
Okay.
Kinsey, tell me the truth. In that dang picture of the dress, what colors do you see?
I see white and gold, or cream and gold.
Are you lying to me or messing with me?
You're messing with me. You're just trying to piss me off, man.
It's black and blue.
It's literally, are you kidding me?
It's black and
it's
blue,
not
Kinsey.
Black. It's not black. I'm the one in fashion and I know colors. I'm not blind like you. It's not black. It's cream and gold.
I still feel like Kinsey's messing with me and it's some sort of joke, I see black and blue.
I think you're just trying to piss me off.
I'm not, Kinsey, I see black
and
blue.
You're an idiot. Get out.
You can sound bad on the radio.
Well, sorry.
I mean, that's what's going on. A lot of people are writing that.
Pulling your leg.
I'm Team Kinsey. I didn't think it was any big deal. I'm like, it's white and gold. Yeah. What's the issue?
And the more you talk about it, the angrier or more passionate you get about it, because you see something the other person's not seeing.
So before we tell you what the dress actually is, right, let's talk about some celebrity tweets, because celebrities were fighting about it yesterday, which is hilarious. Taylor Swift, I don't understand this odd dress debate. I feel like it's a trick. I'm confused and scared. P.S. It's obviously blue and black. Taylor Swift said that. Ellen DeGeneres thought it was blue and black. Mindy Kaling, this is a hilarious conversation she had with the other writer from The Office that she used to date, that B.J. Novak guy. Mm. And then Julianne Moore got into it. So this was like a three-way fight they got into. The actress Julianne Moore. Mindy Kaling, it's a blue and black dress. Are you blanking? Kidding me? Mindy Kaling to Julianne Moore, do you think your Oscar is black or gold? Because Julianne Moore thought it was white and gold. Yeah, and then Julianne Moore wrote back, black.
I found myself...
black. My Oscar's black.
I found myself liking people more that said it was black and blue.
And you like them more?
I don't know why. I just felt like
because
we're on a team.
Because they agreed with you? Right.
It's not an agreement. It's like we're on the same team. Like when Anna Kendrick posted... if it's not white and gold, the universe is falling apart. I was
thank
like,
you.
Anna Kendrick is crazy.
Lady Gaga.
I can't like her anymore.
Lady Gaga. It's periwinkle and sand. Okay, so she's just plain wrong.
Boy. Well, no, because there's different shades of blue.
She thinks it's light blue and sand.
Sand.
Periwinkle
she's an artist.
And sand.
It's now, white and gold.
No.
It's blue and black.
The actual legitimate dress in person is black and blue.
It is. Yes.
It is. The dress was purchased. It is black and blue. What happened was, if you want to know where this all got started, it was actually initially posted on Tumblr.
Okay.
There's this 21-year-old singer who lives on the Scottish island of Colonsay, I think is how you say it. Her name is Caitlin McNeil. And she said, what happened was, in a very strong accent, I'm not going to insult you, two of my close friends were actually getting married. The mother of the bride took a photo of the dress to send to her daughter. You want to say, look, you like my dress? This is what I got.
Yeah.
When my friend showed the dress to her fiance, they disagreed on the color. Because probably one's saying, well, it's not appropriate for my mother to wear a white dress to the wedding. But it's not a white dress. It's blue.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Yes, it is. You know, that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
So the bride posted the picture on Facebook, and then her friends started fighting about it, what color it was. And so after seeing the Facebook argument, Caitlin decided she'd share the picture on a fan page she has on Tumblr that's dedicated to this woman named Sarah Weichel. I don't know why she's dedicated a fan page to Sarah Weichel, but that's where the dress went viral.
Okay.
So Sarah Weichel told Business Insider that her phone just began blowing up on Thursday. She didn't know what was going on. Why is my phone blowing up? And then she said, the crazy thing is I actually have nothing to do with the post. It's literally just a fan account of mine. So my name, my photo have been all over the account. She said, I don't actually have anything to do with it, but I have been getting a ton of phone calls and emails tonight.
See, did you at all start thinking, I don't know if this was me being weird, but I started thinking the government was in on this.
And they were government? Trying,
yeah, I felt like the government was putting this out there so that we all argue about it and something else cool is going on, like aliens landed.
No.
Well, in person, it's black and blue.
It's black and blue.
Here, if you ordered it online, that dress is in black and blue.
People want to know, why are we seeing white
and
gold? That is the question.
Just be prepared, because we've been reading. We're going to play you some audio, but it's a very nerdy...
Yeah,
there's a very scientific, nerdy explanation why we are interpreting this as different
colors. But isn't it fun...
Learning.
Isn't it fun how this stuff works? I mean, there's so much stuff that just science can't explain and can't explain.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just, man, the mind and the body is so crazy.
It's made me wonder if, like, I hate orange Starburst, but, like, some people love them. And do you taste it differently than I do? Or does it taste, you know, I've always wondered that, and it's the same kind of thing. Does it taste the same and you like it? Or does it taste totally different to you and that's why you like it?
Maybe.
I don't know. But this is Kyle Hill from Nerdist.com explaining the science behind what we are seeing in the photo of the dress.
You are seeing it under different lighting conditions on your phone, on your tablet, in a certain illuminated room or not, or in your bedroom. These are all different conditions, and everyone is slightly different in their visual perception, not to mention color blindness and things like this. So when we see that, the brain is teetering on the same kind of, it doesn't know which model to use, so it interprets and adds and subtracts information from this color scheme accordingly. And so that's why so many people can fundamentally say, no, this is black, no, this is white. Well, to them it is black or it is white because of how their brain is teetering around this perceptual edge.
Okay.
I'm still confused.
So it's very dorky.
Yeah. Jake on Twitter, who happens to be a Kid Nation member, wrote us and he said, from a science teacher, higher functioning eyes will see black and blue.
Whatever.
Well, I read.
Kelly, you're black and blue.
My eyes were higher functioning this morning than they were last night, maybe.
No, because I've seen both colors, and it's too long of an explanation to get into, so we're going to post this article I found on Kid Nation because a neuroscientist who's been studying color differences in color vision for 30 years says that this is like one of the biggest individual differences he's ever seen, and he attributes it to the way that, like, how things look different in sunlight. And the reason that the dress is in light, you know, and it's in a shadow, that we're kind of taught to block out. Like, we read color based off how it's reflected to us in our eyes, and everyone's eyes interpret it differently. So there's a whole long explanation that talks about vision, and it's very dorky. But it's interesting, and it might help quell an argument, I guess, if that makes sense.
I like the woman that said that if you see black and blue, that means you're super stressed and something crazy is going on in your life. That's
maybe.
What I started believing.
I mean, maybe.
And then I was like, oh, man, I am super stressed. So that's why I see black and blue.
What does it mean if I see it as white and...
And yesterday you were just complaining about how stressed you are and you see white and gold.
I see white and gold.
Yeah, so that's not true. That's a theory.
Science. This is great for kids today. Yeah. If teachers can get this and have a really good debate in class and...
This is also going to be a great Halloween costume this year. This is going to be so good.
I think it's too far removed.
Oh, no, they'll still do it.
Nah.
It's early enough. You can vote right now at kidnation.com. We have the picture up, and we're going to give away three of the blue and black dresses.
Or the white and gold dress.
Well, they're going to be blue and black.
When you get them in the mail, they're going to be blue
and black. They're going to be blue and black out. Man, this...
Wow. I still...
What do you see out on the screen on Kid TV?
I see white and gold.
I see,
both of them?
Right now on Kid TV, I see very light blue and then a more medium shade blue.
That's different.
Yeah. I don't see white.
I see black and blue.
I see very light blue.
You don't see white.
You see double white and gold in the picture, Al?
Yeah.
When you look at the photo on the website, it is very strongly, it is royal blue and black.
Oh, yeah.
The one I've been looking at all morning?
No.
Yeah.
On the website, like where you actually buy the dress. It's a British site. Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, we'll get them in and we'll put them on. You're going to put it on and then everyone can decide.
Man.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I can't promise anyone a ride home, but if you're with me, the world needs you now.
I'm in love with you. If you stay, I promise. There's no safer place in the world than right here with me.
From that point on, I had a crush on her, and then I immediately went to the producers on Vegas the next day and said, you know who we should get on the show? The Black Eyed Peas. This is when nobody'd really heard of them.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, that next year, they came and were musical guests on the show, and that's when I had my big opportunity.
Good news, ladies. Sundays are about to get a lot better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Starting on March 1st, because a new show's coming out. It's called Battle Creek, and it stars the very handsome Josh Duhamel, and he's on the phone with us right now. What's up, Josh?
What's happening?
I'll tell you what's happening, Josh, is I'm canceling my Church Lady Supper Club so I can be home Sunday night for the premiere of your
club?
Yes. I want to be
there. Wait, your supper club goes till 10 o'clock? That sounds like more like a late night club.
Yeah, right.
Then church ladies get wild, especially when you break out the wine.
Yes, you do.
So the show's going to be on CBS, and it's going to be at 9 Central, Josh. Tell us about the show, because you play an FBI field officer, right?
Right. I set up an office in this town of Battle Creek, Michigan.
Woohoo!
And you know, it doesn't come without any suspicion from the local, especially Dean Winter's character, Russ.
Uh-huh.
He, from the beginning, he's very suspicious as to why I'm there. And I don't know if it was because I wanted to keep my friends close and my enemies closer, but I chose him as my partner. He didn't want to be my partner. And one of the funny things about this show is that, you know, this is a cop, buddy cop show where these guys are not buddies.
Right.
You know, he especially doesn't like me and doesn't trust me. And as you find out, as the season goes on, I'm not the button down sort of too good to be too true agent that I sort of perpetrate myself to be.
Got a dark side.
Yeah, Josh, I'm so excited about this because I read that it's Vince Gilligan, who did one of my favorite shows of all time, probably Breaking Bad, and someone that did House, which is another one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
So I know something Vince did with his Breaking Bad scripts. You know, the cast didn't always get to read everything that was going to happen, you know, as the season went on until they sat down to do reads before they shot episodes. Was that the case with you and your character?
That's a really good question. It actually is true, because that was one of the things that when I first sat down with Vince and David when they first came to me at the show, you know, I knew you can't not be interested when those guys are involved. You know that it's gonna be really well written. But one of my concerns was this guy feels too perfect. You know, I'm not really interested in playing a guy who just always does and says the right things. Please tell me that this there's more to this guy. And they assured me that there was, and I had a lot of meetings with David after that, because I was curious as to what did he do? What happened? Why is he here? You know, his trajectory seems to be going in the wrong direction. And so we really talked about it, and they did a beautiful job of sort of, you know, they just said, trust me, just play it. as it's written, and trust us that you'll see as we go on that, all the things you want will be there.
That's a lot of trust.
And, yeah, really.
Yeah, and they really did. You know, they delivered. You know, and one of the hardest parts about playing this character was having the restraint, trust that this guy is. You know, and I really do believe he is. He does believe all the things that he says, and he spews a lot of bullcrap, but he believes it. You know, and the question is, can somebody change their life? Can they outrun their past? Can they right the wrongs of their past? Can a leopard change his spots? You know,
right?
And that's really what he's trying to do in this town. And I think his intentions are there. It's just whether or not he can, you know, keep the demons at bay.
Josh, we like to follow up a really smart question with a dumb question. So,
okay.
Want me to do it?
Yeah, go ahead, Al.
How's your fine wife doing?
She's doing great, man.
Thank you, Josh. Great.
She's got she's busy recording right now. She's got a 1.5-year-old son that she's crazy about. And I come in there somewhere in third.
Well, it's probably really great that you I mean, we've missed you on weekly TV. And I mean, it's great to see you back and to see you on CBS. That network is just putting out such great quality shows right now. So you've really teamed up, it seems like, with the right network, the right writers, the right show.
Right time, yeah.
Now, Josh, we heard that Dean said he almost killed you when you guys were filming the show.
Well, I hadn't met Dean until, you know, a little bit before we started shooting, and he was in LA for fitting at the studio, and he literally almost ran me over. He didn't, you know, it was partially my fault because I was sort of walking across this little street. And that was, he like, stops the car and gets out. And like, hey! And I'm like, hey! And that was sort of our introduction.
What do I know him from? He's got, I mean, I have seen him somewhere. I know you're the hot guy on the show. And even in your interviews, he's saying, you know, you're the pretty boy stuff. But Dean Winters is smoking hot.
He's great.
And I can't figure out where I know him from.
You probably know him from a lot of things. He's right now he does a lot of those Allstate commercials.
That's
with Mayhem.
It. That's it.
Oh, he's Mayhem.
He's Mayhem. That
yeah.
is it.
He's Mayhem.
Josh, thank you. I could not put my finger on it.
30 Rock. He was on Oz. He's done a lot of stuff.
It's the Mayhem.
He's a
yeah.
really, really good actor.
Oh, I thank you. That was bothering me. You're hot too, Josh. But I just that was bugging me.
Thank you. I've had a lot of work done.
And you said when you first came onto the set and you saw the cast of characters, it sort of reminded you of The Office. And for me, it was sort of like watching the cast of The Bad News Bears. It's like this odd team of people that kind of come together
and get it together,
solve crime. So it's a lot of comedy in it too, right?
Yeah. That's a really good analogy, actually, the Bad News Bears, because they are. It's a really eclectic sort of oddball group of detectives that may have to make do with very little in this town, and they do a good job of it, but they just don't have a lot of resources to do it. And so it does. It has like an office-y feel to it, and that's really what I love is the interrelationships between these characters. It's not so much the crimes and solving the procedural aspects of it, you know, even though there's some really funny sort of crimes that we have to solve. It's really about the relationships of these, you know, these people in the show.
Well, I'm going to set my DVR just in case Church Supper Club runs late Sunday night. Because I've been watching I've been going on YouTube and watching little sneak peeks and seeing some of the cast interviews.
Really
I'm really
funny.
Excited about it.
Well, good. I hope you watch it.
I will.
Oh, we all will watch it, Josh. We're talking to Josh Duhamel. I understand when you're at home, Josh, you have an audience when you go to the bathroom now.
Oh.
You know, he's 1.5 years old. He's very curious. You know, he sort of follows us around everywhere. So I always wonder, what do parents do? You can't just leave your kid out, you know, in the room by himself. You know, your job as a parent, especially in the first couple of years, is just to keep them alive. So, yeah, you got to go to the bathroom. So, you know, he comes in. I'm like, come on, we're going to go pee. And I use it as, okay, now daddy's going pee-pee. And so he watches. He's fascinated by it. and we got him his own little, you know, potty training toilet. And he loves it. You know, he knows what he's supposed to do. He just doesn't really know how to do it yet.
Do you have a fun little pee-pee song? I know a lot of parents, when they're trying to potty train, they come up with little fun potty training songs.
We probably do. My wife has a song for everything.
How does your pee-pee song go, Kelly?
My pee-pee song?
Yeah.
Well, I'll save that for later. I don't want to embarrass myself in front of Josh.
The best thing is, before, when we're putting his jammies on at night, she always sings her own version of Andrea Bocelli, "It's time to say goodnight." And she goes, and she sings this beautiful rendition of it, and he's mesmerized. He loves it.
Wow.
But when she's not there, I have to sort of fill in, and it's nothing but crickets.
Yeah, Daddy, I'd rather Mom sing.
Can you leave?
He's like, what are you doing, dude? Just put my pajamas on and put me to bed.
Yeah,
when I was pregnant, I changed the words to the song My Lovely Lady Lump to My Lovely Baby Bump, and I would sing that all the time. I even had that on my
That's cute.
Josh, do you think your son Axel will make an appearance on your TV show on Battle Creek?
Stunt baby.
Yeah,
we're trying to get him into the entertainment business as fast as possible.
He would have made a better stunt baby in American Sniper than that big baby.
Oh, that's cool.
That was a great movie, though.
Oh, it was awesome, huh?
It was a pretty good movie.
I love that movie.
Thanks to whoever in your PR department who thought sending a coffee cake ahead of your interview was a good idea.
It's delicious.
That's great. Well, that'll make more sense after you see the first episode.
Okay. Well, see, I didn't know. I couldn't get the connection, but we were thrilled.
Food.
Everybody watch Battle Creek this Sunday on CBS at 9 Central. Thank you so much for calling us, man.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Josh.
I'll send you a thank you card if I can get your address.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is the moment we've been waiting for since yesterday. Big Al Mack and Jenna went head-to-head in our singing competition. This is the Voice Factor Idol.
And what I have deemed my worst day on radio.
Oh, wow. There's way worse.
I'll tell you, though.
If I could have, I would have fired myself.
What about when you were Lil John Deere?
No.
I know this was a competition, but putting that aside, if you missed this part of the show yesterday, you absolutely have to go back and listen to it.
Watch the video because you get to see Al's heartbreak in it.
You can do that at kidnation.com. You need to watch the entire break go down because it was just, even if I lose Al, this whole situation was so funny. It literally made me pee in my pants a little bit. I had to leave the studio and go to the bathroom.
Voice Factor Idol is a competition we do between the four of us here in the studio. Well, we try to determine who is the best singer, songwriter, and performer.
I don't know if that's how the voting's going to go, if it was the best song.
It's about the whole package, Jenna.
Oh, okay.
Can you sell yourself as an artist?
Oh, boy. So, yeah.
So, we draw random topics every week.
Right.
This week was the consolation round between Big Al Mack and Jenna. The topic was battle, which meant you guys had to basically go at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna went with a Kanye West song.
Yes.
You did Stronger.
Yep.
This is what Jenna's song sounded like.
Al got drunk tonight. Hits on anything nice and tight. Dr. Girlfriend turning 30, right? But Al chose his bar just for the fight. Sometimes Al just acts like a dog. Kelly always turns down his booty calls. Fake beard, but he's real bald. Watch your toilet, he's known to clog. 5 broke cars since he got rich. Wears fake glasses so he lays sick. Still can't believe that we kiss. Vodka breath, I can taste it. Bet his girl has to fake it.
Now, Jenna, how long did it take you to write this song?
I spent a lot of time. I mean, writing a rap is difficult, fitting it in there. I don't know. I mean, I had a hard time with song choice. Truthfully, it was probably 3 hours.
3 hours of work for Jenna. You got a standing ovation from the guys in the man room behind us in the production room.
They liked it. So that's good. I like when people.
So let that be your reward.
Yeah.
Big Al Mack, how long did it take to write your song that you allegedly wrote?
I probably spent about 25 minutes.
Uh-huh. And then
that's the usual MO, though.
Yeah.
You came into work and...
I came into work. Everything was good. Had my song picked out. Had some sound effects in the song. Practiced the song a couple of times. Boom. I was going to do it. Now, my only problem was I was looking at it. I was like, my font is my font's a little small. Let me try and make it a little bit bigger. So I highlighted it and I hit something. I don't know. I normally go back to ask Amy, the girl back way back in the back, hey, can you make my font a little bit bigger? and she does it. But I feel so stupid because it's something so simple.
Do it.
And so I was trying to do it myself. Highlighted it, hit something, something, something. Boom, it disappeared.
Interesting.
And
just as we are about to go on the air and do this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so we delayed it for a break, and then
to give you a chance to
try and write it again.
Usually, you can undo a big delete.
And I don't know. I have no explanation for that. So anyway,
so you got another. We got one chance.
I have done that before, and I panicked, but somebody showed me how to get it back. I think Al started hitting buttons, and it was too late.
It was too late. I always have 10 or 15 documents.
You just have to stop. All right, call somebody that.
So you wrote it in about 8 minutes.
Rewrote it in about 8 minutes as best I could. Did not rehearse it one single time.
Nope.
And
obviously.
And I was just all right, this frustrated mad. And
do we have both takes?
No, we have one take because both takes are just too hilarious. Here is Big I'm at
you. They will make you fucking treat me.
Will you believe?
I don't cry like you.
Stop. Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go. Yeah. When you wake up in the morning, it's the first thing you do. Walking around grunting, sounding like an emu. I bet you do it in your sleep with your boomerang feet. Bet you do it in the shower. Oh, you don't shower. I bet you do it when you walk, do it when you talk. I bet you even do it when you do it in the chalk. That's the end of my song.
You do it in the chalk.
Do it outlined.
He's like the chalk outline. Yeah, he has
supposed
separate.
To be outlined
so
in
he
chalk.
Meant when I'm dead. And, outlined in chalk.
What are boomerang feet?
So you do it when you do it, jacked up toes.
Oh.
Just do it. I was just trying to rhyme.
I was just looking around the room and going, you do it next to the window.
Do it when you
do it next to the camera. Do it next to the light
now,
above
I
me.
I thought it was hilarious. The meltdown was hilarious. And I'm like, and Kelly was like, Jenna, this might, you know, he might have to bail. Like, you might just win.
Oh, God.
But then when people started tweeting me like, Jenna, your song was really great. But like, Al, that was funny. His disaster, and I'm like thinking, Al's gonna win this.
It was just a disaster.
In the world,
I will be honest with you.
Flipped on its axis.
It was a disaster. It was
a meltdown.
Jenna, how were you feeling after you killed your song? You did awesome, and then you start seeing how the trends are going. Were you in your stomach? You're like, oh, really?
There's two sides of me. Well, of course,
yeah.
You're invested.
And that's normal.
You're invested in the creative process, and you want to. You know, we're competitive. I wanna win. There's the other side of me. It was a hilarious break on the radio. So
it was.
I loved it. But let it be funny. How does Al win? I'm like, no way. People are like, I mean, your song was better, but Al, that was just so funny.
What?
I gotta vote for him.
I was just so frustrated. What was the word? Flustered? What was the word?
Frustrated.
Flustrated.
Yeah.
I was so frustrated.
Al was crying saying, I want to go home.
I came in yesterday morning. I told Kelly before we even went on the air, I said, Kelly, I'm stressed, but I don't know why.
There's so much going on.
I was just, I guess I had a lot of stuff going on.
Stuff being stolen from you.
Yeah, Al had $2,000 worth of stuff stolen from his bar the night before.
So I'm just stressed out now. I tried to do this dang song, and I lost it, and I messed it up.
Well, I would like to have heard the full song.
I know, me too.
We
will never know.
It wasn't any better. Anyway.
The results are in.
Oh, boy.
Kid Nation voted overnight.
Over 20,000 members of Kid Nation.
Mikey's holding the results.
Hey, Mikey!
This morning when we got in, there was only a 2% difference in who won and who lost. It was the closest race we've ever had.
Wow.
So hard work pays off.
Big Al versus Jenna. The winner of this round, meaning that they are not the biggest loser. They actually finish overall in third place.
Uh-huh.
With 52% of the votes.
52%
of the votes is Jenna.
Yeah!
Whoa!
What?
Oh!
I'm shocked.
I am shocked.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Oh, my gosh.
Really, yours is good. Yours
you know
good.
What? Screw you, 48% that voted. Whatever.
Jenna officially comes in third place.
That means Jenna and... Wait.
No.
Who
we're,
is
we're
that?
Done.
You, yeah, so y'all are done.
We're
okay.
done.
Yeah,
we're
Kelly
done.
And I have a
now
championship.
Jenna's officially third.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And
gosh.
Al is dead but last.
Now, you guys were the ones that didn't want to have any punishment.
Right.
Consequences.
But why are you so set on
why
that?
Are you?
Because people asked for it.
But why didn't they last time?
The consultant asked for it.
No, we didn't.
The production team's asking for it.
No, I don't
then why didn't we do it last time?
What's the point of doing a competition if there's not a reward
then
or consequence?
Then where was the reward when I won last time and you lost?
It's usually consequences. You guys didn't want to do it last time either.
Okay.
I've stripped on a pole in a bikini. Shannon was there.
Okay.
I've gotten a sleeping bag naked with Big Al Mac. Whatever that was the punishment for both.
Whatever you want.
Honey, the one time you know you're in the clear, suddenly you want consequences. Right.
I just told you consequences I've done for losing.
I know. I've lost I'm saying you didn't bring it up until after you were in the clear. I don't want to
we
have
said it in the,
again.
We said it in the beginning.
I don't even, I don't even care
we'll
about
just do
it.
Stuff just because we do it.
Why we do anything?
Well, we did it last time.
We'll just do it.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
I did it all. Classroom Musical is back for its fifth year. Now, Kid Kranick started this because he was a big fan of musicals, and then Glee came out.
Right.
And we figured this is a good opportunity for classrooms and students to get together and work as a team to create something fun. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, win some money for your school.
Yeah, a big $1,500 prize is going to be given away to three different groups of students, right? We have three different ages.
Yeah, lower school, middle school, high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, $1,500 for the teachers and students to do anything with to pimp out their classroom. No weird animals, Al.
I like about a pony.
Can't buy a pony.
Oh, that llama that was running around up in Arizona.
Oh, there's two llamas.
Oh, you see how they caught the black one first?
Yeah. Llamas on the loose. Yeah. No, I mean, I guess you can buy llamas if you want, but it's really, you know, classroom stuff's expensive, so we want you to be able to improve your classroom.
Yeah, and this year, One Republic is going to help us out Classroom Musical, which means we want you to go to KidNation.com. That's KIDDNation.com. We have a bunch of instrumentals, official instrumentals from One Republic, and you can pick from any one of those songs, recreate the song. You can use the same lyrics, change up the lyrics. All we ask you is to mention the Kid Kranick Show somewhere in your video and then send it in to us. When's the deadline, Jenna?
The deadline is, it's going to be probably 3 weeks about. I know it was four weeks at the beginning of the week.
Right. We got about 3 weeks to do the video.
We have three more school weeks to get this finished.
And we have a grand prize out of those three champions. One will be the ultimate prize winner.
Yeah, One Republic is going to pick the grand prize winner out of the three winning classrooms. So three classes are going to get $1,500, but One Republic will pick the one that they think is the greatest, and then they're going to share your winning video with their 14 million fans on social media. And that's all thanks to Interscope Records.
And Tasty Cake.
What?
And Tasty Cake. I should stop eating.
You were going to get away with it, didn't you?
I did.
You just weren't going to move.
And Tasty Cat.
A Tasty Cat. It just like...
Tasty Cat.
I'm just stopping.
There's something about almonds that get stuck on your tonsils and you can't speak.
You're all right.
This is great.
Alan Kelly's nut addiction is out of control.
The music stopped perfectly for you there.
I didn't bring attention to it.
You guys have hidden secret nut stashes that you hoard from us when we're hungry.
All right, we have a guest in the studio with us right now. Say hello, Kim.
Good morning.
Hi, Kim.
Now, Kim is our field producer, right? You're our producer here because
we're in the field. We do a
TV show called Dish Nation, which you can check out at dishnation.com.
For locations and times near you.
Not to be confused with the Dish Network.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's on regular cable.
Yeah, so now the whole Dish Nation team, for the most part, is based in Los Angeles. And so they watch us on these cameras every day when we film. And then Kim is in studio with us to just kind of be the intermediary between of them and us.
That's a good word.
So are we pulling the curtain back a little bit here? Is that what we're doing?
They need us to cut a commercial real quick. I mean, this isn't a joke. They need to cut it by 8 a.m. We got 6 minutes.
We're a little bit on a deadline here.
Okay. We really got 6 minutes to get it done. It's just audio. It's not on camera because I know you haven't done your hair yet.
No, I haven't.
And JC would refuse to do this because his hair wasn't done, but it's just our voices. So it's me and you.
So you're going to read a commercial while we're on the radio, but it's for TV.
It's a news hit
that our producer Michael Bachman sent. Do you get it?
Yeah, it's due in five minutes.
I didn't get mine.
Five and a half. It's just me and JC.
It's just JC and Kelly on this one.
Oh, okay. They probably heard it.
So this just goes on the radio? It's for the radio commercials?
No, this is going to be on TV, I think.
It's going to be voiceover.
So they'll put the pictures of the people we're talking about without our faces.
But it has to go on TV today, so they need it.
Okay.
So we need to hurry.
5 minutes and 15 seconds.
Okay. Dang it.
Did you hit record?
Yeah, it's recording.
Okay, you ready?
Sure.
This is one take. We're going to do it one take, JC.
Kelly and I just doing some work real quick.
Let's ad lib somewhere in here.
No.
Okay, guys. Ready? Hey, it's... No, I heard you. Okay,
You want to stop now?
Stop. We really
have four.
This isn't even a joke. This is real.
5 minutes.
Okay, here we go. Hey, it's Kelly and JC from the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and here are the top entertainment headlines from Dish Nation.
Kanye West apologized. I never thought I would hear that sentence.
Wait, hold on. We need to do that part again because you missed a word.
Oh, I did? Oh, yeah. Say that sentence.
You have three. All right, now we have
What did you say?
I said hear that sentence.
Oh, instead of say. Okay.
We got to be
verbatim. We got to hurry, guys.
Okay.
All right, I'm sorry. Shh. Hey, it's Kelly and JC from the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and here are the top entertainment headlines from Dish Nation.
Kanye West apologized. I never thought I would say that sentence.
It's unbelievable but true. Kanye tweeted out apologies to Beck and Bruno Mars last night, and the world is amazed.
Will Smith's and Margot Robbie's movie Focus opens this weekend. Should you ticket or skip it? I'm saying ticket.
Why?
I just said Margot Robbie is in it.
Oh. Tune in for more entertaining entertainment news later tonight on Dish Nation. I think I could have done better.
Yeah, I think we might need to do one more take.
One more take.
I know, you guys. I'm sorry. Ordinarily, we wouldn't do this, but just one more take.
I said unbelievable. It sounded like I garbled it. Okay. Unbelievable. You heard that, too, right?
Kelly and I are doing a liner for our TV show, Dish Nation.
I mean, I kept going because I didn't know, but I heard it.
Now you guys see how much time it takes to do these things.
All right, here we go. One more time. This is going to be the one.
All right, go ahead.
You got your throat cleared for your commercial.
Why do you not even
I'm not even in it. But I had to
all right, go.
Okay, now we have 3 minutes.
Hey, it's Kelly and JC from the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and here are the top entertainment headlines from Dish Nation.
Kanye West apologized. I never thought I would say that sentence.
It's unbelievable but true. Kanye tweeted out apologies to Beck and Bruno Mars last night, and the world is amazed.
Will Smith's and Margot Robbie's movie Focus opens this weekend. Should you ticket or skip it? I'm saying ticket.
Why?
I just said Margot Robbie is in it.
Tune in for more entertaining entertainment news later tonight on Dish Nation.
Perfect.
All right.
Send it off.
Send it right now, Jerry.
We're doing work while we work.
You need to send the news report on site email file to Mike B, Matt B, and Billy S.
Okay.
I feel like
send that or send that to Greg Olds and they'll send it.
There we go. Done.
Thank you.
Man,
Hopefully that was in 25 seconds.
I think
we weren't timing it.
Oh,
really.
Yeah, we're supposed to time it out.
I'm sure it was close enough.
There we go. Now that we're done working, let's get back to the other working.
And look at that. We have 2.5 minutes to spare.
Well done, you guys. Professional.
We still want you to go to kidnation.com. We posted the picture up of that dress.
I was going
to
say, what's up with the dress?
We want you to vote. Is it black and blue? Or is it...
Blackened?
Black and blue. Or is it white and gold, which is what...
Maybe it's blackish.
Which is what Al claims.
I thought it was white and gold. I saw one picture of what Jenna showed me where it looked blue and black.
On the clothing website.
Every other picture I've seen of it, it looks white and gold.
It's the biggest debate of the day. And we're going to give away 3 of those dresses to random people that have commented on the picture.
How much is an expensive dress? How much is it?
That's decent. It's like euro price. So I don't know.
Euros.
It's 50 euros, so that's about 100 bucks, I think.
How many pounds is it?
About that, something like that.
All right.
Speaking of overseas, this is a cool story. Tanya and Adam Phillips. They have an 18-month-old daughter. I don't know if you saw this story, Kelly. Her name is Honey Ray. And she was born with a large rose-colored birthmark. It stretches from her right foot all the way up her leg to her back. So in an effort that Honey Ray viewed the birthmark as something to feel proud of and not to be embarrassed by it, because, you know, kids start pointing.
Sure. Uh-oh.
And what, Kim?
Was it wrong?
Sorry, and we have like a minute to spare.
What's wrong?
Kelly's mic wasn't recording.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I'm so
Why was
serious.
It recording?
Oh, because it only records me.
Oh, we have to listen to it again.
We're in this mode.
Did you change the mode?
I don't know how to.
I just deleted it, but I can pull it back up from my trash.
I can record it in here.
Shannon will record in there.
Yeah.
So we just need Kelly's lines, right?
No, we have to do them all over again for timing.
It's for timing. We've got to
get it. Sorry.
48 seconds.
All right, let's go.
All right. Hey, it's Kelly and JC from the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and here are the top entertainment headlines from Dish Nation.
Kanye West apologized. Now, I never thought I would say that sentence.
It's unbelievable, but true. Kanye tweeted out apologies to Beck and Bruno Mars last night, and the world is amazed.
Will Smith's and Margot Robbie's movie Focus opens this weekend. Should you ticket or skip it? I'm saying ticket.
Why?
I just said Margot Robbie's in it.
Tune in for more entertaining entertainment news later tonight on Dish Nation.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Right, I just wanted to give a grunt.
Does that work, Shannon?
I wanted to be in on it.
Shannon got it. All right.
You know how people kind of halfway listen when they're in their car? They're probably like, didn't they just say that?
Yeah, we were doing commercials for Dish Nation.
Anyway, this girl,
she's broken.
So she's now 18 months old, you
she's
said?
18 months old, and so she's got this birthmark. Mm-hmm. And she's going to get to the age where kids are going to start noticing, hey, something's different. And kids could be cruel at times. So the mom, Tanya, told the Mirror, that she and Adam went to the tattoo parlor to have almost identical markings created on their own legs.
Isn't that something?
Oh, Adam got his tattoo last Christmas. Tanya got her leg inked last week on her 40th birthday. And when she showed the creation to her daughter, Tanya said she gently touched it and smiled and said, "Match," as she pointed to her own leg.
That's very cool.
That's interesting. I mean, that's an interesting choice to make. It's beautiful. You know, because a lot of parents would be like, there's so many, you could do laser, you could try to remove it. And they took the opposite. Instead of trying to cover up what their daughter has to highlight it and make it a beautiful piece of art.
That's a cool story. And they're always going to have that, you know, as they grow up.
But here's the thing for me. Like, I don't want to take away from how wonderful and touching what the parents did.
I was thinking the same thing.
But I had a big birthmark on the back of my leg when I was born, and it's gone now.
Some of these go away.
They go away. Ooh. I mean, I see, like, my cousin was born. You see these babies, and please don't ever ask. Please don't ever ask. When you see a baby with these huge growths on their head, these big birthmarks, or like these big, almost like overgrown moles.
Like almost blood, and they're really red. They're like blood blisters.
Yeah. I had a little niece, I mean, not a niece, a little cousin that was born with that, and it was like the size of her head.
Yeah.
And, you know, people would try not to look and not say anything. She grew out of it. When she grew up, the thing shrunk so much.
They shrank, and sometimes they just disappear completely.
They did permanent ink, and that birthmark. Yeah, that birthmark looked like it had already faded quite a bit. The little girl's birthmark wasn't. But see, here I am taking away from the beauty of what they did.
Yeah, right. It'll make them remember.
Birthmarks can fade.
Sometimes tattoos are for memories, and it'll make them remember that memory, you know, of how they got closer.
Did you hear about this homeless dude in Colorado Springs?
No, what did he do, Al?
He spent like 3 hours pushing people's cars out of the snow last weekend. People took pictures of it. It went viral. Then somebody put him up in a hotel. Then he started getting job offers.
That's good.
And people have donated more than $7,500 on GoFundMe.com to help him out.
Oh, that's cool.
But if he's homeless, GoFundMe, it's a good premise, but...
You put the account in a bank, and then you give him a card so he could use it.
You have to trust the person that's setting it up to be legit.
You don't just give him all this money and then, hey, go. You have all this money. You teach him how to be responsible with it.
Hopefully so.
And now, big fans of Empire. Mac, you're watching the show. Kelly, you got to get on it. I've got him
on DVR, Jenna, and I've heard it's... But Emma Kelly's going to be gone for a couple nights, so I'm going to do an Empire marathon.
Okay, so you're catching up this week.
Ow, I'm doing an Empire marathon.
This last week was epic. Jenna, are you watching?
What is it?
Empire.
They said the ratings are crazy.
I've heard
people
every week
are just adding on.
What's happening with it?
Terrence Howard's in it. It's seriously the best show on television right now. And... they may be going to Madison Square Garden.
For what?
Fox is considering.
I'm yelling.
Because I'm excited. I'm so into the show.
You're like literally yelling at us right now, Josie.
Fox is considering staging Empire concerts.
Oh, cool.
So the same way it did the Glee Tour for 2 summers, except this is going to be like you're going to get You're So Beautiful from this past episode.
You know what's interesting about this story?
What?
Diddy, Puffy, Daddy, said his son's music couldn't be used on, remember? He said no. That's when the show was just starting out. I wonder if he's going to backtrack.
He should, yeah. Which one's his son? I don't know which one his son is.
No, it's one of his, it's his adopted son, I think, by one of his wives.
But okay.
Yeah, he said you can't use his music on the show. He has ownership of it. But it's like, this is before the show went bananas.
Because the boys on the show, the two singer and the rapper, they're great.
They really are.
Hakeem and Jamal is the name of the characters, but... we're thinking about what the future is of the brand, is what the co-chair and CEO of Fox Television Group said. What we learned on Glee and what we tried to do on Glee is be very cognate that the music business is the tail of this dog. So basically, they know they can make a lot of money off of this. There's a big following
Empire
now.
Concert. Okay.
Now you also got Drip Drop. These are jams. Me and my son sang this song.
Yeah, that's, no. I would.
You and your son
that.
Sing Drip Drop?
Drip, drippity drop.
What? He thinks it's water.
I know, but it's not, and you know it's not, and everybody else knows it's not. Quit singing that with your 3-year-old. At least quit telling people you're doing that.
We're big fans of the show. Series airs on Wednesdays if you want to get on board.
It's a good show, man.
9 p.m. Eastern.
I hadn't been into a show like this in a while.
Yeah.
Cookie
is the character you will fall in love with.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. All right.
Do you think I'm a nasty girl?
Think of Kelly.
It is for all the nasty girls out there.
about us?
Sure, you can use Tinder to find love, you know, but that's where you're going to find mostly regular people.
Yeah.
And then 50 Shades of Grey came out with their movie and caught our attention, and everybody's trying to be a freak.
Yeah.
And Jenna, you found an app that...
Yeah, I saw this on the news really late last night.
What kind of news are you watching?
I'm reading, just like what's hot and trendy right now.
Yeah.
And this is hot and trendy, but yeah, 50 Shades of Grey. There's all kinds of dating apps, right? You know, you have Tinder.
Sure.
There's even one about beards if you want to find a guy that has, you know, beards. These weird dating apps,
farmers
right?
Farmers only.
So the newest dating app that was just released is called Whippler.
Whippler?
W-H-I-P-L-R. Okay? 50 Shades of Grey inspired this. And it is just like Tinder in the sense that it's a geo-based, you know, geography-based hookup app that you download on your phone. But it is for people that have an interest in the... BDSM, you know, as they refer to it.
Ooh.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So when you fill out your profile, it prompts you to choose what's your kink. You can choose more than one. Just curious.
How many choices are there?
Just curious. Fashion, objects, behavior, materials, accessories. I don't know. There's lots.
I think
right?
mine is behavior. So, Al, what's your kink, Al?
My kink?
Uh-huh. Yours is behavior?
Yeah. You know, you act different.
My kink is quick.
I don't understand the question.
What do you like to be?
what do I like to be?
If you were to get extra freaky, what would you want it to be? Mm. Do you want, what do you want your accessories or what do you want the theme to be?
Like if you're acting.
Like it's like role playing stuff?
That's what I would want to do. Like that's why I said behavior.
So
some people would say, what were the other ones, Jenna? Costumes and,
and tools. Accessories, objects. There's 10 different options, that you can do. And then you send someone a spark.
Is there anything on there about a buffet?
I'm sure there's eating based.
Because that's probably where I would gravitate.
That's the thing, though. It's expensive. So, you know, Tinder's a free dating app, and this one you have to download the program itself, and you pay the subscription price is $19.99 per month. But if you pay for it, if you pay for it annually, then you can get the service for just $9.99 a month. But that's committing to a year of being on Whippler.
That's about the same price as Match.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. So that's what they're kind of comparing it to that.
But okay.
It's much more looking at the way they do the profiles and the way you send messages and the little icons on there. You can send video.
Can you send voice ones?
You can send video and well sure because
you got to be
video.
Real self confident to be on that site.
I want to start a fake Kelly Raspberry one and send like
go ahead. I want to lick it,
but it has a little whip. You know, like instead of the swiping,
is there a whip
there's
emoji?
A star and there's a little whip icon on there that you hit.
Hmm. There's handcuff emoji.
Whip it good.
So I don't know.
There's a handcuff emoji?
If you are into exploring that side and you think Tinder is just so plain and lame.
We have to try it.
Then Whippler, and it does the same thing. It shows you how far away the person you whipped is.
Yeah. We could do Tinder Tuesdays and then
Whippler Wednesdays!
So instead of liking or instead of
swiping,
you whip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like instead of poking, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Like
Yes, you whip.
Let's do Whippler Wednesday next week where we all dress up. Let's dress up.
You can message,
over some buttless
chats. Message, call, or video chat, like FaceTime, without ever having to leave the apps, without ever having to get out of the app. So you don't have to give your own phone number. It allows you to video so you can actually see the person in person without giving them your direct contact.
That is real
contact.
Risky.
It is.
You know...
What?
Well, I mean,
it's okay to be a freak.
Now your face is out there, and no, unless you're wearing a mask.
It does not link to your Facebook like Tinder does, so they say you can remain totally anonymous and private. Nothing you do on your phone will forever be anonymous and private.
No, they promise it is.
So you don't have to share any personal information. A lot of people have just fake names, you know, and their real picture, but it doesn't link to your Facebook account like all the other dating apps do.
I just want to get the app so I can see how many people are around me are on Whippler.
And you can delete photos and videos that you've sent to someone if you decide, okay, wait, this person's way not on my
but
level.
Can they delete from their end?
Right. You can delete what you have sent, and it deletes from what they have in it within their app.
Mm-hmm. They can't save it.
You could still do screenshots.
I don't know. I haven't paid to fully, you know, test
Y'all
this. I'm not really
fools if you go on this site.
Why don't you wear the face blanket in your picture? Nobody will know you.
Yep.
That's a whole other kink, the face blanket.
Whippler.
Mm-hmm. I have a hard enough time.
Alan and I are too tired for this app.
I have a hard enough time trying to get my dog off the bed.
There's a free version. If you guys want to try it, maybe we should do it just to see what's out there.
Free.
So this is how you get to do it. The free version, it puts a cap on how many sparks and whips you're allowed to do on a daily basis, right? So you can browse 100 profiles, have 10 chat sessions, initiate 3 voice calls or video calls, and send 3 sparks.
3 whips?
Over the course of 24 hours. So you get a 24-hour freebie period that you're allowed to
go through
and swipe before you have to pay for the app.
Oh, I can't wait for the BuzzFeed to come out with all the screenshot conversations.
Is there any chance of a person catching a sexually transmitted whip?
So I guess that's the end of the bit right there.
These crickets do sound like they're kinky, though.
I'm into crickets. Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. Let me know if y'all try that.
Kelly, I'm just saying. Wow.
Well, if this doesn't work out, I can't ever go back to Tinder.
No.
I've been there, done that.
I wonder if you could catch a sexually transmitted Tinder.
So you got a couple of nights off with no kiddo, huh?
No, next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Any big plan for the
JC's movie premiere
on Monday
is Monday night.
And guess who Kelly Raspberry's bringing, allegedly?
I think I might bring him. If he wants to go, he might say no.
I don't want him to see me in that type of
environment. The first time he meets you, he sees your sex scene on the jumbo screen.
Can we do like a regular meet before we do this with him?
On the red carpet before the movie, yes. If he goes. I don't know if he can go.
I think we should all FaceTime with him before we meet him in person.
We should all have a FaceTime chat with him.
Mm-hmm.
Are you nervous about Monday?
Am I? Yes.
Because it was supposed to be already happening this week, but we had some weather problems, so it got moved to Monday.
I'm calling in sick to work on Tuesday because I don't want to hear what you guys are going to say about me.
I'm so excited. I don't know what I'm going to wear to your movie premiere.
I don't either.
And I can't wait to take photos of people's faces and the big screen.
Scenes. Yeah, maybe this is the one time they'll let us use our cell phones during the movie.
What are we going to do? Leak it? It's already out.
No, it is out.
Yeah.
But they don't want us to. See, I'm not interested in filming the screen. I'm interested in filming your face.
Yeah.
And your wife's face and my face when I'm watching you.
Well, the first time we watched it, I did, when the scene came on, I looked right at my wife to see her reaction.
Uh-huh.
And it was pretty normal. It didn't really change. It was good.
Well, she's already seen it.
Right, she's already seen it.
But she did get
the first time she saw it
after people started making memes.
She's seen you, is what I'm saying. Yeah, well, she's been there, done that.
Privacy of your own home, you're watching it, I'm assuming.
No, we watched
they did
it with
at a watching party. Yeah. Remember at the director's house
or
something.
That's right. Yeah, other people around.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not even a super jealous girl. I think I could handle it if you were a real actor and doing that. But I'd be more mad, you never did that with me. Why are you doing that in the movie?
Because the director told you to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They put your hands where they need to go.
You don't act that into it when we're doing it.
Oh, me in real life is way better than what you're going
to
see.
Way to sell it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.